For some U.S. servicemen and women, Christmas was pretty much another working day. But there were also church services, special holiday meals, and entertainment for troops from Afghanistan to Djibouti. About 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women recently opened a new base in that East African nation. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on Christmas Day at Camp Le Manier in Djibouti.
For some troops here at the newest base for the U.S. War on Terrorism, Christmas meant a little downtime to relax, improved food at the chow hall, and a live band. But perhaps most important, it meant a temporary lifting of the three-beer limit at the base cantina.
So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
It wasn't quite a Bob Hope USO show or the Rolling Stones, but the Kimberly Burns Band, flown in from Nashville, did their best to entertain the troops during a Christmas Eve party. The cantina is a small outdoor patio bar with plastic tables and chairs enclosed with a new wooden fence. Troops can get cold beer and give their right arms a rest. A big sign declares it a salute-free zone. Defense Department civilian Jeffrey Nymeth is Camp Le Manier's Director of Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. He says they're trying to make the best of the heat, humidity, and dust of the Djibouti deployment by having a movie tent, fitness and recreation areas, as well as the cantina.
Just someplace that they could go and relax, enjoy themselves, activities that keep them busy and just don't let them dwell on what they're missing at home.
This is great, one Marine joked at the cantina. We're all having a good time and the Marines aren't picking fights with the Air Force guys. For some at the new Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa, as it's called, today was basically a work day. Although staff meetings were canceled, backhoe operators were busy moving dirt and digging more trenches for water and power lines. A few military helicopters and planes moved in and out of the base. Army Lieutenant Colonel Brian Drake is the base's chief engineer.
I kind of hoped that we would kick back a little bit today, but just don't have time to do that. We do have contractors out here working. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. So we continue with the work of the engineer, continue to improve our foxhole, as they say.
There were Catholic and Protestant Christmas Day services, and a highlight was a feast at the mess hall. Cook Cynthia Johnson and her crew worked for a day to prepare Christmas dinner for more than 900.
Oh, we have lobster tails, we have crab legs, we have fried shrimp, we have turkey, we have ham, we have dressing, we have greens, macaroni cheese, candy yams, rolls, and cakes, and pies, and candies. Oh, my!
For some troops, the holiday meant relaxing inside their air-conditioned tents. Others found, well, unusual ways to pass the day. To senior airman Mike Sinago, nothing said Christmas in Djibouti like sitting in the burning sun, cleaning the skull of a dried-out, big-horned bull.
We're going to clean it up and hang it on the outside of our tent. We just found out we were out on a patrol, and we stopped for a minute, and one of the guys saw it and grabbed it and brought it back with us.
How's Christmas away from home today? I mean, you feel like Christmas, or is it just another day?
Missed a lot of holidays in the last 4 years, so yeah, I miss my family, my girlfriend, but yeah, pretty much here feels like another day.
Another day here in the Horn of Africa, the newest front in the U.S.-led war on terrorism. The troops' job is to support efforts to track down and kill any al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda sympathizers who might be reorganizing in the lawless stretches of East Africa and in Yemen, just across the Gulf of Aden from Djibouti. Marine Corps Sergeant Eric Welch from Baton Rouge is 3 weeks into a six-month deployment in Djibouti. The U.S. is here, as he puts it, to do what should have been done a long time ago.
Trying to stop terrorism. I mean, we've been attacked numerous times before. It's just now that we're finally, hey, we've had enough, and we're doing something about it. So stopping terrorism is never going to end, but our presence here is felt, and even if it botches a couple of plans, who knows how many lives they could have saved.
But this day, Sergeant Welch and the other troops were more focused on Christmas dinner, an improvement over the usual fare. And throughout the day, the rooms with the free morale telephones were packed with troops trying to connect with loved ones back home. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the U.S. military, Camp Le Manier, Djibouti.